It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. It's September already.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Each and every Tuesday, we have a visit from Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg, and she brings us a guest. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, good morning, and happy fall. It feels like fall out there today. I was really walking this morning and found some fall leaves, and I was really delighted to have some fall leaves to bring home. We have Selena Morgan with us, and she wears many hats in this community and serves this community in so many different ways. But she's here today to talk about one of her hats, which is the Young Women's Empowerment Academy. Okay. And a program that she is started here and is launching some new programming under. So we just wanted to highlight those new programs and how our community can surround and support those.
Well, this is wonderful. Selena, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to share what we're doing in the community.
Well, and let's talk about your organization. When did it get started, and what was really the catalyst for starting the organization?
Got it. Yes. So the YWEA actually started in 2017 by our founder, Lisa Lickers Ricks, and she's actually in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so she launched that chapter, and then there was a chapter launched in Buffalo and then a chapter launched here in Lynchburg. And all three of the directors, all three of us are actually originally from Buffalo, New York. So we took it to where we are and then, of course, where we were from. And so that's kind of the history of it, the purpose of it. Myself and Lisa were both teen moms. And then our other director, Kelly, actually was as well. And so what we share and the purpose of this organization is to be who the young version of us needed growing up. And so that's kind of what we focus on while also focusing on exposure, exposing our young girls in the community into different things to hopefully create the desire for something that they've never been exposed to.
This is fantastic. About how many girls has your organization worked with over the years?
Between all three chapters, we have served probably over 400 or 500 girls.
Wow.
Lynchburg. Yeah, it's 2 years ago we went on a college tour and it was 150 girls from Buffalo, Harrisburg, and Lynchburg.
Wow.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, oh, no, go ahead, Megan.
No, I was just agreeing. It was awesome.
No. is there a waiting list, I guess? Are there girls that have not yet been identified that you want to reach out to, or are you going along pretty well on target?
So we don't currently have a wait list. We actually changed how we're doing our programming this year.
Okay.
And so we start in the fall with all of our recruitment. This fall, we only did middle and high school.
Okay.
But in the spring, in January, actually in the winter, we'll reopen enrollment for the spring for all of our girls ages 8 to 18. But so there is not currently an enrollment. Are there some girls that we would love to reach? Yes. And so those referrals can come through word of mouth. Those referrals sometimes come from schools. They come from a lot of different streams and connections. And so if there's a young lady that is interested, enrollment for middle school and high school is actually still up on our website that you can go to from our Share Greater Lynchburg page, but it's also yweacademy.com, and you'll go to enroll and select Lynchburg.
Okay. Talk about some of the programs that you currently operate.
So currently this fall, we're actually in partnership with Randolph, and we have launched a STEAM Academy. And so it's a 12-week academy. It started last Thursday and will roll for 12 weeks through November 13th.
Okay.
And that program is specifically to exposing middle and high school girls to the world of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And each week we take apart that world. So from one week there's robotics, another week there's coding. Our first week was just introduction to the program and kind of developing some thoughts on, you know, what is science and what do they see through their lens as far as what they can access through the world of science and technology and engineering. And so that program is currently open. We actually got a grant from Freedom First for that program this fall. And so that is underway. And so we do have maybe about 5 slots open that's still available for a young lady, middle school or high school in the community that is interested in joining us.
Oh, wow. This is tremendous. You can learn more if you visit Share Greater Lynchburg and just type in Young Women's Empowerment Academy. It'll pop up. There's a link. And what is your website directly?
It's YWE and then academy.com.
Okay. This is fantastic. Just wonderful work. And thank you for all you're doing.
Yes, thank you. We enjoy it. Being able to kind of serve our girls and give them another outlet that's healthy and positive, surrounded by other women that are really, really pushing healthy and positive relationships.
Now, what all do you need?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say the same thing. Selena, do you need any hands-on help or any guest speakers in those industries to speak with the girls?
Yes, so right now, women in the STEAM field, we would love for you to kind of come and contact us. I can send you the schedule, let you know what days that might be specific to your days. We are working with the women from Framatome. And then, of course, Randolph that is providing us the amazing space. But if there are any women that are, you know, thriving in those careers and would love to see other young girls in those worlds, please, 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 please reach out to us. We would love to have you and just kind of showing the girls because one of the weeks is actually picking a career and figuring out what that career path looks like for them and how do they get there and what does that look like. So, yeah.
That is fantastic. Again, we'll link that up on this broadcast, and you can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org to learn more. Megan, how are things going at Share?
Great, great. We are heavy on events right now. We had a lunch and learn at Rush Holmes last week and a executive director series luncheon on fundraising. And last week, and then this week, tomorrow, we're featuring a Beacon of Hope peer-to-peer lunch and learn at the Beacon of Hope headquarters on Memorial Avenue. And we have a few spots left. We have over 20 individuals registered so far. And it's always a great time to learn about a new organization in our community on a deeper level and also connect and collaborate with other organizations that are in attendance. We're gearing up for our 5-year anniversary as a platform. Share Greater Lynchburg will celebrate 5 years on October 12th. So my goal is to have 200 nonprofits on the platform. We're about 10 away. So if any organizations are not currently featured on the platform that haven't been, we definitely want to push for that over the next month and a half. And for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we are in grant application season right now. So the fall cycle of the grants are open until September 15th. And that's a great time. You know, we have a spring and a fall cycle, and the foundation distributed $2.4 million last year in those two cycles. And so we're really excited for the applications that are pouring in right now. We know nonprofits have unique needs right now and have strain on some of their budget line items. So we really encourage nonprofits to apply for those competitive grants. We also have an application opening for our Youth Philanthropy Council grants. Those are specifically for programs related to youth. So any programs that you might have, like Selena's program would be a great example where it's benefiting young people in some capacity. And those applications are due October 15th, and they will be competitive for a $10,000 or a $5,000 grant decided on by 27 local high school seniors across our region. So there's a process of visiting the organizations, evaluating the grants, and grading and making choices, just like our distribution committee does at the foundation. So it's a mock process that it actually awards a $10,000 and $5,000 grant. We also have some grants, grant called the Plymail Foundation, that can be found on our website. You can learn more about that. And then of course, in the spring, and we'll have the Century Fund grant opening, which is a $100,000 grant. So encourage folks to visit our website, look at what's open right now and apply.
All right. You can visit LynchburgFoundation.org for more information. And also on the SHARE platform, if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the SHARE platform, what are you waiting
for? What's the matter of you?
Yeah, what's the matter of you? It's absolutely positively free, and you can connect with folks that are looking for either volunteer opportunities, or they're looking for an organization that does a certain thing, or they want to donate, or D, all of the above. And you can do all that directly from the SHARE platform. So visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Yeah, the SHARE platform is one of those things that sounds like it's too good to be true, but it is true. And if you're thinking about it, talk to another organization that's already on there, and they'll tell you how wonderful it is.
Yeah. And so many different programs as well. As Megan mentioned, if you go to their events calendar, you'll see these are all programs that are either, are they no cost, maybe some low cost?
Well, I pay you to come. No, we always have free food, free coffee, drink tickets, things like that. No, I think that one of the greatest strengths of the platform is how equitable it is. So if you search for large organizations or small organizations, they're all going to show up with the same amount of space and the same buttons and lists and things. So it really democratizes all of our nonprofits in a way that allows them all to be seen equally. And that's the same way our events are. We don't want to charge for any of them. We find sponsorship to underwrite those costs. So Bank of the James, Freedom First Credit Union, Pinnacle Financial, Centra, Strubonts, the Shule Family Foundation, all those have come alongside us at different times to help underwrite programs that we have to strengthen the collaboration between our nonprofit sector.
Well, it's a tremendous platform, and the programs are wonderful. To learn more, go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Bill?
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. Megan does a wonderful job, and she's terrific to work with, makes everything as easy as it could possibly be.
Yep.
Well, thanks. I didn't realize I was getting a little boost this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, we're just sharing the love.
Oh, I'm really grateful that Selena joined us today. The magic she does with these students is incredible. And I'm really looking forward to, I was thinking of different women in the fields that I could reach out to and, see if they could get involved or come as a guest speaker. Yeah. I think people really enjoy empowerment, and she does it so well.
And statistically, too, we'd love to do a follow up, Selena, and see how the kids are doing after going through the program, and hearing some success stories and things like that. I think that would be wonderful.
Okay, yes, I would love that. I do have one that'll be coming up, actually, and the first thing she was doing was trying to talk to Sasha about how do I get to Randolph. So it's really cool, and it's actually a really nice bridge opportunity as well for our girls to stay local.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking some time today. It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned.